Monday, January 6th, my first big day back on the job. I got Uncle Huffman and Aunt Ovely and Aunt Josepha off sightseeing in a White House car with Susan as their guide, introduced them to enough of the staff to make them feel at home, and they are so charmed with their rooms. They had plenty of things to see, the Capitol, and first, of course, all over the White House, and then the monuments, and then they were going out to Arlington, and then they were going to President Kennedy's grave. And I settled down from 9:30 to 12:30 to a lot of work with Liz, Besh, and Ashton. Assignment of duties, settlement of problems, going over things, decisions. At 1 o'clock came the redoing of me, a permanent with Mr. Pear, from which I hope will emerge a much better looking ladybird. It's always quiet and peaceful to get back Mr. Pear's shop, because if he hadn't seen me in a year, he's not mad at me for not being there. He's always brisk and efficient and pleasant and rather humorous. I was back in time to sit down quietly with Abe and talk some business, house, art, plans in general. And then the big event of the day, which was from 6 to about 7:30, the White House staff reception, something I had been looking forward to very much, which I had been told would be meeting everybody from all of the cooks, the maids, the sewing ladies, the gardeners, the waiters, everybody that makes the house tick. True enough, I did meet most of them. Even Lee was there, but Zephyr and Helen weren't there, and I didn't see Renee. One of the nicest things was to get to meet rather quietly at first, and for just a few moments of conversation, the ones who had been there the longest. Miss Nellie Butler, who had come as a cook back in the Coolidge administration. And then and Miss Rosenberg, who'd come in 1929, and a man in the carpenter shop in 1930, and Mr. Morris in 31. And then there were two from the Roosevelt administration, Miss Edith Rowley from West Virginia, and then a Miss Toinette Batchelder, who had met Lyndon when he had been down to Warm Springs to see President Roosevelt. She herself was a patient there at Warm Springs, and that was how she came to know President Roosevelt and how she went to work for him. This is one of the nicest parties I ever expect to have here, because it's the people that I think most deserve to come to a party. We stood in front of the beautiful Christmas tree, which was decorated with snow crystals, lovely sparkling glass made in the myriad shapes of snow crystals, and lots of beautiful lights. Uncle Huffman and Aunt Josepha, Aunt Ovely and Susan were very much in evidence and having a good time, and are hoping meeting some of the press. Because Lyndon was late, Lucy Baines stood in line with me and received nearly everybody, and then finally when her daddy came, she slipped off upstairs to talk to Jack. I believe I can write well filled and well done after this day. Lyndon went back to work after the reception, and so did I with various things, and then he came over quite late, about 10:20, I believe, with the Valentis and Jake Pickle after a swim, and we had dinner.